love that sound of fire in the background.
Oh, fuck, it's a house.
No, I'm just kidding. Welcome back to House of MNSN. If you have any comments in the chat room, please go ahead and comment. We'll read them and read them online. We'll talk about them.
We have one on Facebook.
We are on Facebook. What?
We had a comment on Facebook.
Oh, what was the comment?
About the transitioning.
Yes, please.
Ken Leboy. He said, transitioning when you are a star, in quotes, would be brutal as your every move is followed by the paparazzi and the tabloids thrive on these types of stories, not to mention stretch the truth and outright lie. He said he saw Bruce Jenner on 2 or 3 tabloid covers and at the checkout the other day, and while the Inquirer included a picture on the cover, which they indicated in very small print that it was not actually Jenner, but a reenactment of what he might have looked like while out on the town. But he said, of course, on the flip side of that, many big stars have their wealth and lavish lifestyles to help cushion the blow.
Which is true.
Mm-hmm. I kind of didn't understand a lot of what you said because it was so fast and mumbly. But
I'm sorry.
What was the gist of that?
Gist is same thing as we've been saying. It's going to be hard both ways. I don't think being a star is going to make it any easier. It's just going to make different struggles.
Yeah, but the struggles can be like, you know, what are the struggles? Like,
okay,
more expensive shoes.
Do you think it's such an issue, though?
Yeah, but you're talking about after the transitions happen. So once you're, you know, the opposite sex, you've got all this money to buy clothes and whatnot, and blah, blah, blah. But the actual transition process
is a lot. And it's not just that. The whole point of this is you want to be accepted. You want to be loved. You want to be respected.
Is it you want to be accepted, or is it you just want to be yourself?
Yeah, but it all... Being yourself is being accepted, being loved, being respected, being wanted, being feeling comfortable in who you are. And if you are not comfortable in who you are, it's hard to achieve all those other steps.
But is a lot of this because society in general makes such a big deal of what your gender is? Or what if society didn't make such a big deal of someone's gender, would as many people be concerned about what their gender was, what their gender identity was?
I don't think society is making your gender a big deal. Your body parts make your gender a big deal.
But
so if you are born
with it,
yeah, but if you're born and on the inside you think you're a man and on the outside you have breasts and a vagina, it's going to bother you.
But what if we were in a society where it didn't matter if you had a breast or vagina?
But the reality is we are not in that type of society.
So you're saying abolish all gender identity whatsoever. Everybody's gender fluid.
Actually, where the hell was it? Some place in Europe.
I do agree with that.
Some place in Europe, isn't it Sweden or somewhere, where they're using a gender neutral term where it's not he.
Yeah, they're starting it in school. Z?
Right.
Z-I-E?
I'm not quite exactly sure what it is, but this has been going on for several years.
Yeah.
Right.
But, okay.
And they've proven when that happens, less people are concerned about having sex change, or they're less concerned about their own gender, so they're less concerned about.
But then what
changing
happens?
Their
yeah,
gender.
What happens when they leave that town and they go somewhere where it is an issue? Are they like bang?
Well,
wouldn't that be easier? Go somewhere else to do the transition, then move to a whole new town. You're good to go.
Yeah, that is easier. The only thing I can say is that when I was growing up, being young until the age of 16, I looked like a girl. I sounded like a girl. I had no facial hair. Mm-hmm. In the late 60s and 70s and 80s.
I think most boys look like girls when they're 16.
Master's getting in trouble.
No, I'm not.
No, you posted some of those pictures when you were young.
The only thing the point I'm trying to make, and it's trying to be serious, is that growing up, I didn't look masculine. So every fucking day of my life growing up, I was called a girl. I was hit on. I was punched on. I knew I was different. I knew that, not that I wanted to be a girl, but I was not really attracted to women. Mm-hmm. I like men. But then suddenly, I look more like a girl than I look like a girl, than I look like a man. So that starts playing on your mind. And after a while, that fucks you up. And I was praying to God and crying at night and going, well, maybe I should have been a girl. You know, so those things really hurt you.
Yeah,
I mean,
did you ever really think, okay, yeah, I need to be a girl, though?
I did think about it for about 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people who do drag
think
about
it. Do you
think
if that would have happened today, in today's day and time, when gender transitioning is more common, that it would have happened?
Yes, because
do you think you would have? Let's say if you would have been whatever. Let's say you were 14, today, and this was a time when you really said, you know what? I really pray to God I was born a woman. Do you think now, today versus back then?
If you are living in a small town and
you are... Let's say you are living in Toronto.
But I can't say that. I can only say from what I know. And if you are living in a small town and you don't fit the mold, you're not the jock, and you have to fight every day, after a while, it does affect you. I mean, I can remember my last high school dance that I went to. The jock of the football team passed in front of 8 beautiful girls and asked me to dance. I looked at him and went, you got to be fucking kidding, right? And my cousin, who was right beside me, hit me. She goes, you see, even you get picked up and we don't. And I just looked at the guy and my cousin, and I lost it.
Did you dance with them? No,
I quit school. I left school.
The term is hen. It's a non-gender specific term. It's in it's a Swedish term actually. So in Sweden, what they're trying to do is non-gender specific, so that way to alleviate some of the issues that we're basically talking about now. Is that if you're not sure of your gender and such, then that's, you know, children, there's no he or she. Which I think is kind of interesting, but...
It's great that country are doing that, which is amazing. I mean, we got like... the world is slowly changing. But the thing... It is changing, but the thing is...
You don't know
about
that?
No, I don't. I don't.
I think it is,
but... You don't think it's cool that...
I think it's a good thing that we're not forcing people into roles, but why shouldn't we celebrate somebody that does feel that they're a woman? Why, or feels that they're a man? If they're sure of it and they're secure of it.
Right? I think the same thing goes with sexual identity, though. So you're saying that people... Well, I agree with that, though. I don't think that there's any need for a big coming out and whatnot and blah, 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 and having to put a label on yourself.
Yeah.
So but I guess the same thing goes for gender, but...
It's almost the opposite, though. That's taking labels away from somebody.
That's what I'm saying.
But there is a way, too, and I can relate. It's very liberating to admit to yourself that you're different. Meaning, I'm sure it's very liberating for someone who was born a male to finally come to the decision that I was supposed to be female and vice versa. So on that point, it does have to be liberating. I mean, it was very liberating when I finally came out and admitted to myself that I was gay at 35 years old.
At 12?
No, I finally admitted to myself at 35.
You were doing a lot of things with people when you were young.
I still didn't admit it to myself, though, and I still wasn't comfortable with it.
They were just practicing to see if it felt good with women.
I always still felt it was good.
That was like the transition thing where you got to, you know, if you're going to be male to female, you got to wear the dress.
Yeah, we're just doing this, so we know this is going to feel good with chicks, right? Yeah.
Well, what about you, Master?
What about me?
Was it not liberating when you finally realized you liked boys versus...
Well, it's not that I like them as well. It's different. I don't know.
Was it as liberating?
Somehow I circumvented
finally,
a lot of the bullshit that everybody went through, and I don't know how it happened.
When you finally allowed yourself...
I circumvented.
To have sex with a man, did you find that liberating? When you admitted to yourself you liked it and enjoyed it?
Liberating what aspect?
Liberating in a way where it made you feel... Okay, I finally did it. Wow, that felt good.
But I feel like that every time I come.
So it was no different when you started coming.
Oh, yeah, I'm done. Yeah, okay.
It was no different when you started.
Then it used to be I need to smoke, but.
You're just being indifferent for argumentative purposes, I understand.
I am not being indifferent.
Do you understand what I'm trying to get at, Sir Mark? Help me out.
I understand he's trying to make light of it like it was no big deal, right. But we all know.
No, it was.
That's
you were
his
there.
Way of covering.
You were there more than any of us.
No, I wasn't there. No.
He
was not. I was not the first person. Right. I was the
was
second
Uncle Tom.
Person.
Uncle Tom was the first person.
The bottom. You asked me if it was liberating. To me, you're asking me to be liberated. You need to be either imprisoned, suppressed, something that was holding you down or keeping you down.
You feel suppressed, the fact that you never had the thoughts of wanting to be with a guy.
Until when it started to happen, it just happened. I didn't do it.
You're different than me, I guess. I had those thoughts, like I said, from the time I started playing with boys at 12, and then I stopped and got married.
The whole thing of you saying when I started to play with boys at 12 really was that indicator.
Right. That, you know I mean? I pushed it away and pushed it in the back and said, this is wrong and I'm not going to do it and I'm going to get married and have kids, which I'm glad I did.
Right, right.
But
yeah, your kids are pretty good.
The bottom line was I always felt suppressed or I always felt...
Well, you were trying to hide. You were in the closet,
I was missing
right?
myself.
You were hiding something,
I was mentally in the closet, correct.
So, I mean...
So you were suppressing yourself, though.
Oh, big time,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was very liberating when I finally said, you know what? I'm not going to suppress my feelings anymore.
Fair enough.
I like getting fucked, and I'm going to get fucked.
And he's never looked
back. Oh, wait, he looks back all the time.
No, I usually do look back at least once, but...
I All right. Oh, wow. That was awesome. <boy. laughs> Please don't do that.
Oh.
Kind of sounded like a guitar.
So we kind of got a little bit. I'm going to really.
I don't want any more master.
We kind of got offline from the off topic.
But it's on the same subject.
Well, no, it is. But I want to pull it back to what we're saying. So there are always challenges. They're just different challenges for somebody who has money comparably to someone who doesn't have money transitioning. Is that kind of what we're agreeing on?
But yeah. I felt because of, and this is, I guess, a point I wanted to get at. When I came out, I was managing car dealerships. I was making $120,000 a year. That, I felt, also held me back because I was afraid that my income and everything was going to get affected and all by my coming out, which it did. I mean, I ended up getting fired. They don't want to say directly over it, but I'm sure that was part of it. Another dealership hired me on immediately, so it truly didn't affect me too much. But I had that major fear in the back of my head because I was in an industry that was mainly an old man's club. I mean, it was definitely a men's club, the car business. It still is today. And I got shit about from people in that business, which is very conservative, very Republican, when I came out, meaning the owners of the dealerships, who are the ones I answered directly to. But then another corporate organization.
Saying your main point was what? So the main point
My main point was it could be it was a deterrent for me because I was a fear of that income that you get used to. When you have a lot of money, you're used to having a lot of money. And if you think you doing something could take that away, it can prevent you from actually coming out. And I'll give an example. We joke, Justin Bieber. He might be one that's afraid to come out because of what it could do to his... He's already got so much money, but his career, people still listen to him if they knew he was a little queer boy.
But we don't know if he is.
All right, and on that note, we are going to go to commercial. We'll be right back. This is House of MNSM.